Deesa Jacobson titled her final political campaign, BOOBS. It's an acronym for Bothered Over Outrageous Budget Shortfalls. She started the campaign in January to protest the Alaska legislature's budget cuts to law enforcement. She didn't want sexual assault victims left vulnerable in a state where many villages already don't have officers. The title, Boobs, was provocative, unapologetic, and female, just like most of Jacobson's work. But a cancer diagnosis in February cut her campaign short.
There's always a sense of pride in what she stood up for.
Teresa Jacobson grew up attending protest with her mother.
And sometimes it was difficult because not everybody agrees with the way that she went about it or were uncomfortable with what she was bringing up.
Teresa called her mother's parenting non-traditional. More than once, Teresa found out her mother's latest activism the same way everyone else did.
I remember one time I was ironing my clothes and I could hear my mother's voice and I thought, what the heck? And I looked up and I looked at the news and there she was.
Jacobson was protesting the Anchorage Police Department in the early 2000s after it became known that a number of Alaska Native women had been found dead and the crimes remained unsolved. University of Alaska faculty member Diane Benson protested beside her.
She was a ball of fire. She never wanted violence against Native women to be ignored.
Both Jacobson and Benson were survivors of sexual violence and wanted a different future for Native women. In 2002, they ran for governor and lieutenant governor as Green Party candidates. They were the first Native women to run for these seats and won about 3% of votes.
One of my favorite memories is watching her with the press, and she engaged so easily. You know, she would have this glint in her eye and big smile, and then say exactly what she needed to say.
The duo served on panels addressing sexual violence against Native women and worked to disrupt Governor Sean Parnell's Choose Respect rallies. The women said the message oversimplified and diminished the problem while obscuring the core issue, power. Police led Jacobson away in handcuffs at one rally when she attempted to approach Senator Lisa Murkowski speaking at a podium. Her more famous activism involved up to 3 weeks without eating to raise attention for sexual violence. She called them fast, not hunger strikes. A strike can imply violence. Her campaign sought the opposite. Despite the lack of calories and bodily stress, she never stopped working. Lisa Hagblom at Bristol Bay's domestic violence shelter remembers Jacobson flying to Dillingham to help them during a fast.
That's a really hard thing to do, to put yourself underneath that strain to make a point. And she believed in it enough to keep on doing it while she was here.
Jacobson helped the shelter produce multiple videos, like this one from 2005. Jacobson's daughter, Teresa, says in the days following her mother's death, she's received a cascade of thank yous for her mother's actions and the affirmation that these actions are what allowed so many others to stand. Jacobson was born in Hooper Bay and died in Anchorage on Thursday, September 21st. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.